Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, here manning the battlefields of the airwaves here. It's a tough, dirty, grimy job. As one of our guests, I'm going to borrow one of her phrases, naked and nasty. And I'll tell you who our guest who said that. But listen, we've got a show. We've got a really interesting and a fun show for you. Let me tell you about our three guests. Our first guest, Diamond and Silk. Now, where do you know those names from? Well, these two young ladies are African-American sisters. They are from the North Carolina area. They are very smart, very articulate. And guess what? They are adamant, strong supporters of Republican candidate Donald Trump. Yes, you heard me correctly. You may have seen them on television, on news, or maybe a magazine, newspaper. They're getting a lot of national and international attention for their love and support of the Donald himself. You can go to their website, diamondandandsilk.com. Very impressive website. I mean, this website is very informative. It's a bit entertaining, but it has a lot of information about registering to vote and where you can vote, how you can vote. If you want to switch parties, political parties, I mean, it's loaded and packed with information. So go, you know, take a look at it, diamondandsilk.com. Plus, they have their own YouTube channel that is quite interesting and a little hilarious at times. But, again, go to diamondandsilk.com, and you can find out all the details about them. And like I said, I'm sure you've seen them on the news. These are not supporters that are just, like, in the background. They actually have been on the podium with Donald Trump. He's been right there. You know, they're right there in his face. So, it's going to be an interesting chat with the ladies to as they explain their support for Donald Trump and why not only non-African Americans, non-ethnic people, minorities, but they're going to explain why everybody should support Donald Trump. Black people, Hispanics, Muslims, Asian people, everybody, and why they feel this way. And so it's going to be an interesting half an hour chatting with them. So they are our first two guests. And then afterwards, we're going to talk. This is about a documentary. It is we're going to be chatting with Jonathan A. Mason, Sr., who is the international president of the Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. And they have a lot. I mean, if this organization, this fraternity is, old, what is it, I believe it's 100 years old now and been some. And they recently, just a few days ago, actually last weekend, they had a world premiere at the Pan-African Film Festival in Los Angeles for this new documentary that they have. The new documentary chronicles the history of the fraternity. Some of the world's most famous men have been members of this fraternity. And so I'm going to give you a homework assignment. Go look up this very fine organization and fraternity. And you can see for yourself just, I mean, the names just go on forever. A fraternity that's over 100 years old. You can only imagine how many prominent men have been associated and affiliated with it. So in your spare time, go to Google, look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and just look at the very, very outstanding men that have graced their hallway there. But anyway, Mr. Mason will be on board to chat with us about the world premiere of their new documentary that just took place at the Pan-African Film Festival. And actor Malik Yoba is the narrator for this film. So they're going to be, Mr. Mason, Jonathan Mason, will be chatting with us about it. The title of the documentary is What of the Day. And if you want more information, you can go to P, as in paper, B as in boy, S as in Sam, PBS1914.org. Okay? Okay, we got that down. So those are our guests for this edition of the show. And we're not going to take up any more time here with me running my mouth. Let's get right to the ladies. Diamond and Silk, strong, adamant, in your face, not ashamed, unabashedly proud to support Donald Trump. And let's listen to their story. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, we have them. We've been trying to grab them for a while, but we finally got them. We've got Diamond and Silk. Lynette Diamond Hardaway and Rochelle Silk Richardson. They are biological sisters from the North Carolina area. And I know everybody, you guys have seen them on television, radio, print. They are proudly and they are adamantly supporting Republican candidate hopeful Donald Trump. These ladies are serious about their campaigning. In fact, go to their website and you can see how serious they are, diamondandsilk.com. Really good stuff, very informative information on their website. But anyway, these ladies have their own campaign slogan, Stump for the Trump, that I think is really funny. So, Diamond, Silk, ladies, thank you for being here. What's going on?
Thank you for having us. Wow.
Yeah. Well, listen, I need to say congratulations on your candidate winning the New Hampshire Republican primary. So how did you ladies celebrate the victory? Did Mr. Trump call and did you call him and personally congratulate him or what?
Well, we were able to congratulate him last night at the rally. That's right.
Oh.
We were able to congratulate him then, but we were very excited when he won. We were watching it all play out on television.
Oh, on television, okay.
When Iowa happened, they didn't call it as fast, but we were shocked. But we were excited, and we had to put up a video real fast to let everybody know he had won. So we were excited about it.
Okay, so it was party time at the Diamond and Silk headquarters there.
Yes, it was.
Well, ladies, as we all know, the race to the White House among the Republican candidates started off with 17 hopefuls. Now it has dwindled down to 6 because Governor Christie and Carly both dropped out. So of the 6 that are remaining, as we go into South Carolina, a lot of the political pundits are favoring your guy. So of the 6 that are left, who do you think is going to give your candidate the most competition?
Well, he don't have any competition. By the crowd last night, we know that Donald Trump does not have any competition.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we went to a Trump rally last night, and we sat in traffic for an hour and a half, and we were only 2 minutes away from the event. So we didn't even make it. He was done talking when we got there. That's just how much traffic was backed up with people trying to get into an event.
You think it's packed inside?
It's also packed outside where people are still trying to get in.
Yes.
So he don't have any competition.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time for the media and everybody to take notice.
Mm-hmm.
There is a movement going on. The silent majority is speaking. People are waking up. And baby, this is going to be the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, as I said, you ladies are adamant about your candidate. And we can hear the seriousness in your voices here. You can see it. Well, before I get to the next question, I got to ask you this. Johnny Depp just a few hours ago, new movie, The Art of the Deal from Funny or Die. He stars as Donald Trump. Have you ladies seen it yet, or you plan on seeing it, or what?
I haven't seen it yet, so I'm going to have to go check out the reviews. If it's a good, wholesome movie, I'll go see it. But he better not be making fun of our man, though. He better not be doing nothing crazy in the
night.
Well, okay. I don't know, ladies. I saw a clip, and I'm just going to let you go see it for yourself.
Yeah, if it's anything that's making my man Donald Trump look bad, then I will not promote it or go see it at all.
Okay. Well, Ron Howard is directing, so you know that's going to be some good in that for sure.
Okay. Well, we have to take a look at the reviews and see what happens. We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah. Get back to me. Okay. Now, of course, I mean, you ladies are from the North Carolina area, and, of course, South Carolina is literally back in your backyard. So you will be going into the South Carolina for the primary. So what are you ladies going to be doing exactly? We know you're going to be supporting, but what are you going to be doing?
Well, you know, I'm just going to be, and we're going to continue to make our videos. We're letting people know that in South Carolina is an open primary.
Uh-huh.
So even if you are a Democrat or an independent, you still can go to the polls on February the 20th to vote.
Donald Trump.
So we're letting people know that. Also, this year, the primaries fall on a Saturday on February the 20th.
Uh-huh.
So you have all day to vote, get out, vote.
Yes.
And what we're looking for him to do is to shut this state down.
Yes. Okay.
Shut it down.
We're looking for people to turn out in record numbers. So we're going to be just that support team, just that behind the scenes, just get out, vote, go vote. And then you never know what we may pop up at.
That's right.
Okay, so it sounds like the operative phrase here is shut it down.
Shut it down, yes,
shut it down.
Shut it down. Run the table. And run the table.
Well, Diamond, Silk, what do you ladies think is the biggest misconception that people have about your candidate, Donald Trump?
Well, I think the media has put it in the minds of people that he's somebody else, and that's not who we know. We know a man that's humble, that's kind, that wants to see America great again, wants to see people thrive, wants to see you succeed. That's what we know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we look at Donald Trump, he shook a woke America.
Mm-hmm.
When you see people coming to the rally in masses, black, white, Hispanic, Latinos, you know, Asian people,
mm-hmm.
you know, showing up at the rallies, hey, people are looking for change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes people want to put it in the minds of other people. You know, this is what I found out. Anything that they fear, they smear. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what we know is the media fear Donald Trump.
That's right.
Parts of the GOP and the establishment, they fear him. So that's why they smear him. But what we want people to do is to start thinking for yourself.
Yes.
Stop listening to everything that the media say. Think for your own self.
That's
see
right.
exactly what's going on. Why are all of these people turning out?
Yes.
Okay? Think for yourself and make your own decision for yourself.
And stop letting the media play us.
And stop letting the media play us.
That's right.
Well, now, ladies, let's face it. Mr. Trump has said a lot of pretty disparaging comments about blacks, Muslims, Hispanic people. Some of these comments have not left people with a warm and fuzzy feeling about him. Not really kumbaya stuff here. So how are minorities supposed to, are we supposed to just get over it or what?
He's never said anything about black and Hispanic. He's never said anything about Muslims. What he said was, we have to secure our border.
Mm-hmm.
When you come into this country, you come in legally, not illegally. And he was talking about illegals coming over here committing crime.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's and that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we talk about. And driving down the wages,
mm-hmm.
okay? When it comes to Muslims, listen, we have a country here. Our government cannot properly vet people that's coming into our country. Maybe we need to place a temporary, notice the word I said, temporary ban
right.
on people coming from certain countries
mm-hmm.
so they won't come up in here, want to gun us down, or try to chop off our hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't see anything wrong with the comments that he made. People have to be cautious. Listen, he is going to tell the truth.
Right.
And I'm sorry if it's not politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
You need to tell the truth. Anybody that cares about the country was going to tell the truth about it.
That's right. And we need to stop listening to the media, how they twist his words, and bring it out to you all for all of us to see it until we begin to believe it to be the truth when really it's a lie. Donald Trump said it clearly.
He said it clearly.
Illegal immigrants is whom he's talking about.
Uh-huh. Right. Illegal immigrants. He's never said anything about blacks. He's never said anything about, all he's doing is telling you what's going on in the country. People can accept it or not. And I don't know why they would love to hear a well-dressed lie instead of the naked, nasty truth. Mm-hmm. It's time for people to start listening to the truth, because that's what's going to set us all free, and it's going to help us, because it's going to help us all come up.
That's right.
I like that phrase, naked, nasty. I may have to borrow that. Is that okay? Well, ladies, you know, as we all know, the whole world knows that Mr. Trump is a billionaire. As far as African-American people, he has a lot of rich and famous African-American longtime friends, such as Russell Simmons, Mike Tyson, Al Sharpton, just the list is long. And you know, these names, these individuals, they have the wealthy, famous, that aspect in common with Mr. Trump. But I ask you, how can the average working person, African-American person, how can they relate to Mr. Trump? Or can Mr. Trump, does he want to relate to that group of potential black voters, that the working person?
I think that he's relating to that, to the minority, to black African-Americans, because he represents success and prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, he took $1 million and turned it into $10 billion.
Right.
Imagine if he was leading what we as Americans can do with our money.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever want to know what's going on with the body, look at the head.
Mm-hmm.
If the head is prosperous and successful,
mm-hmm.
and can show you how to do things, then the body is going to be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we look at Donald Trump, we see prosperity and success,
mm-hmm.
and we know that can trickle down to the body of people. And you know another thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of everybody trying to divide us up.
Yes.
Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Latinos. We are one race, and that's the human race. And baby, when he starts leading this country,
mm-hmm.
it's going to trickle down to all of us.
One
race is what it's going to have. Everything is going to trickle down to us.
That's right.
Then that will create entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Entrepreneurs will create jobs and
exactly.
good jobs, and it just goes on and on.
Yes.
That's what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, ladies, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a minute. What about people who say, well, hey, you know, Mr. Trump had $1 million to start off with. Who has $1 million that they can start off with? I mean, what do you have to say about that?
Well, listen, if his father lent him $1 million and he turned it into $10 billion, kudos. I'm looking at, even if we don't have $1 million, what do you have?
Mm-hmm.
How can you turn that into something?
Yes.
Listen, people are tired of being in poverty and impoverished,
mm-hmm.
and nobody is giving them opportunities or telling them what to do and how to do it.
That's right.
Bring somebody in that can show us some things. You know, if you give a man a fish, baby,
mm-hmm.
how is that going to help you? You're just giving it to him.
That's right.
But if you show him how to fish, you can help him for a lifetime.
That's right.
He only going to eat for a day if you give him a fish. But if you show him how to fish, he will eat for a lifetime.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with coming off a Democrat plantation.
That's right. It's a plantation. It's a mindset.
Yeah.
We keep voting for the same system that's handing us the problem.
Yeah.
It's not time for people to eat a slice of the cake. So I don't have a problem with his father lending him $1 million that he had to pay back.
Mm-hmm.
He flipped it into $10 billion. Hey, tell me how I can do with what I can do with my money.
That's right.
If it's just $5,000, how can I take that and flip that to make my life better,
that's
to
right.
become successful and prosper?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, to further speak of money, are you, a lot of people saying you ladies are being paid by the Trump campaign to promote and support him. Is that true?
We are not being paid by his campaign.
No.
Absolutely
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely mm-hmm. not. What you hear is pure passion.
Right.
What you see is pure passion.
Mm-hmm.
We really want this man, the businessman running
yes.
this country. Anytime you're dealing with money, it needs to be ran like a business, and we need the businessman to come in and clean up this economic crisis and run things
exactly.
right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, okay, let's find out who is Diamond and Silk. When did you ladies first meet Donald Trump, and how did you first meet him?
Well, what happened was Donald Trump was going to be in North Carolina, and there was no way he was going to be at that event at rally in North Carolina and we not be there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was arranged for us to be there. We was able to meet him. We got VIP status. We met him backstage. We took pictures. We chatted with him for a moment. And when we got out in the audience and sat down, they started asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw us again and then wanted us to come on the stage. And then if you can Google that, it just all went down in history from there.
Yeah.
So that was the first time meeting him, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so before meeting him and before the spotlight started shining on you ladies, What were your lives like? Were you always politically active or what?
We were not politically active. No. I talked about media biasness, but I was not into politics at all.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump just shook and woke America. I'm part of America. I'm an American. He shook us and woke.
Mm-hmm.
He said, listen, let me tell you how things are run.
Right.
Let me tell you how these career politicians are bought out by these super PACs and
right.
special interest donors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take their money because I'm going to work for you. Let me show you how these career politicians are all talking, no action.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Marco Rubio at the last debate, how he was acting like a robot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a well-dressed earth liar in what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And look at all the other career politicians.
Mm-hmm.
So all Donald Trump did was shook and woke America. He got us all talking. He got everybody talking about what's going on when it comes to politics.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was cut off that reality TV and turned on the news. Let's see what's going on. Let's get involved. Because this is our country, too.
Yeah.
And the only way we can make this country great, we all have to do this
hand-to-hand
united, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, like most African Americans, they're usually Democrats. They usually vote Democrats, and Big Mama, Grandmama, Mud Deer, everybody votes Democrat. What about in your case, in your families? Were you always diehard Democrats or what?
We weren't diehard Democrats. We were just raised to vote Democrats. We were raised and conditioned to vote Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
This time, we said we're not voting based on race or gender or party. We're voting based on who's going to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we look at Donald Trump, we know he can do the job, and he's a white man, and he happens to be a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So we switched our party.
Mm-hmm.
We pitched and switched our party to Republican so that we can vote for him in the primary and the general election.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to our camp, we started a campaign called the Ditch and Switch Now movement. If you go to ditchandswitchnow.com, you can switch your party to Republican so that you can vote for Donald Trump in the primary and then go ahead and vote for him in the general election.
That's right.
Yeah, as I said earlier, people should go to diamondandsilk.com. The website is very informative. I mean, very well done, ladies. I commend you for that. So what of your families and friends? I mean, was this a shock to them that you guys are supporting Donald Trump when this first happened, or what?
Well, absolutely not. Listen, my father is almost 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a Democrat all of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Him and my mother have already switched their party so that they can vote for Donald Trump in the primary and the general election. So our family is very excited about it. We want someone to come in that's going to bring people opportunity.
Yes.
That's what we're looking at.
It's about time.
It's about time for opportunity for people to come up. You know, Obama, he ran on hope and change, and now you have people walking around here with no hope and don't even have enough change to buy a loaf of bread. And here's the thing. You know, when you look at things, people are that we don't nobody wants no Obama phones. Give them a good job and they can buy their own phone.
Right.
And when we look at Donald Trump, we know he's going to bring back opportunity. He's going to bring back good jobs where people are thriving again, baby.
Yes.
And that's why people are stopping for Trump
and
they're going to be voting for him.
Exactly.
Well, have you ladies been invited to any of Mr. Trump's homes? Have you flown on any of his private jets or what?
I've never flown on any of his private jets. I've never been in his home. I've never flown on his. I am not sitting here pitching this to about Donald Trump to fly on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
We want him to be the president. This ain't about a plane or being at his house. I got my own house, okay? And when I want to fly, I will call Delta, a U.S.
American Airlines,
one of them, if I want to fly on a plane, okay?
Right.
Listen, this is serious than that. We need a leader that's going to lead and lead us to greatness.
That's
going to have people where they're coming up.
Yes.
And so when we talk about Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
baby, that's what we're looking at.
Yes.
Opportunities. We're tired of people in Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit living in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
We're tired of our jobs being shipped out overseas.
Yes.
We got to live and eat right here in America.
That's right.
Care about your all and worry about your all first.
That's
and when we look at Donald Trump, he wants to work for us and not against us, baby. That's why we started for Trump, and we will be voting for him.
Well, ladies, when you are out traveling to other parts of the country, are people, do they recognize you? Or, I mean, what's that like?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody started yelling diamond and silk.
Oh, okay.
So we have become a little famous and all, and that's all good and well, and we absolutely love our fans. We absolutely love them, and we don't take them for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I love it when they send us an email or send us a letter and say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for speaking the way you're speaking because you're speaking our language.
Right.
We've been wanting to say this here, and we just didn't know how to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate them.
And they're happy that they see us speaking out as two African-American women. They see us speaking out, and they're starting to feel, well, you know what? A closed mouth won't get fed. So it's okay because we can now speak.
Right, absolutely.
Well, I got a couple of last questions here. I could talk to you all day, but okay. So if your candidate wins the Republican nomination, if your candidate becomes the next president, what is your future like for with him or what's going to happen with you? Or have you guys just thought about it?
All I can tell you is if you ever want to make God laugh, tell him your plan.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to even put in the universe what our plans is because God will laugh and change it all up.
Yes.
All I know is right now we're stuck in for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We want this man to be the president.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows where we may pop up at.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want you to know that we're passionate about what we're doing right now.
Right.
Now, on your website, you have this area called Bowl of Stupid. So okay, now, who's in the Bowl of Stupid for this week?
Well, I don't know who's in the Bowl of Stupid because they got to tally up the votes for the week. And all throughout the week, they send us requests, put this person in the Bowl of Stupid, put that person in the Bowl of Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tally everything up, and then we'll let them know on Table Talk. Our Table Talk come out on Friday. So if you visit the viewers, diamondandsilk.com, you'll see Table Talk. And doing Table Talk, that's when we put people in the Bowl of Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So we, as you can see, there's plenty of people in that bowl now.
Man, I hope. Gee, I hope I don't get in the bowl of stupid. I'm gonna try to stay out of that bowl. Well, you ladies also have a section on your website called "Support Our Cause." So, tell me exactly what is your cause and what is it all about?
Our cause is uniting America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're tired of people spending their days marching, complaining about inequality, and blaming the past for all that's wrong in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to come together because we're one race, and that's the human race. We're promoting peace and unity, baby, and we're standing together in love. And we're saying, you know what, we are one race, and that's the human race, and that's what we stand for. So our cause is uniting America. And while we are uniting America, baby, we're stumping for Trump.
Stumping for Trump. And you even have a song, I see, on your website, several songs about your support for him. That's amazing. I told you it's a very well-done website. I congratulate you on that, too.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, I got a last question here.
Okay.
Let's hear your elevator speech on why Americans, especially African Americans, should support Donald Trump.
Well, African Americans should support Donald Trump because we have been voting for the same system that has handed us some.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for us to have a slice of the cake.
Mm-hmm.
We finally found the candidate that's not going to back the bus on you, but back it back off of you
mm-hmm.
so that you can get up, so that you can have a hand up
yeah.
instead of getting a hand out.
Yeah.
And it's time for us as Americans to come up.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to have middle class and upper middle class people,
mm-hmm.
okay? And we are a great people.
Yes.
So when you are thinking about voting, make sure you vote for Donald J. Trump.
That's
Donald
right.
J. Trump is the only one
the only
that
one.
Has your best interest in mind
mm-hmm.
and that wants to see you thrive again,
right.
baby. Vote for Trump.
That's
Trump
right.
2016.
That's right.
Well, you know, I thought I had the last question. I forgot to ask you this one. What did you ladies think about the group of African-American ministers that met with Mr. Trump several weeks ago? A lot of backlash from various people about that. What is your spin on it?
Well, my spin is this here. Anybody that wants to endorse Donald Trump can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has the right to bully anybody
right.
as to who they support and who they don't support.
That's right.
And I am so open about who I'm supporting because
mm-hmm.
you're not going to bully me out of who I'm going to support.
That's right.
Now, unfortunately, some of those pastors got bullied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the ones that endorsed him, kudos.
Mm-hmm.
But I can be open about this here because I don't let nobody sit around and
yes.
bully me.
Yes.
And I don't know why it is in the African American American community that they choose to do that.
Yes.
But I was happy about the ones that did go ahead and they endorsed him.
Yes.
And for the ones that didn't, then too bad.
Yes.
Too bad that you allowed someone to take and talk you out of somebody that you want to vote for. But here's my thing to African Americans.
Yes, honey.
Listen. If your pastor or your leader or whoever, if they African-American don't want you to vote for Trump, they got a problem with Donald Trump, then what you do is when you go into that voting box,
that's right.
You go head on and you check Donald J. Trump's name.
That's right.
They don't have to know who the heck you voting for.
That's right.
They don't have to know.
Keep it on the download.
They don't have to know. So we voted for Donald Trump. Now, I happen to be vocal about it. I'm loud about it. I don't let anybody know who I'm voting for.
That's
because
right.
That don't bother me. You're not going to bully me out of who I say I'm going to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So have your pastors, have they thrown their support in or what, for Trump?
There's a lot of African-Americans voting for Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
You may not see them all out, hey, because in the African-American community, they like to bully each other.
That's right.
And call each other out their names when you go against the status quo. See, that's because they're so used to being on that Democratic plantation, they don't know that you can get all you got to do is walk up that Democratic plantation.
They don't even know they're free.
They don't even know that they're free because they're so used, because a mindset has been conditioned to only accept crumbs, baby. Let me have just a little bit. Well, you know, listen, don't you know you can have a whole slice of cake? You don't just get the crumbs, and then you have people like the Clintons and the Sanders going around pandering for the black vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad and it's sickening. And then once they become president, then you don't see them no more. They don't be thinking about the black community.
That's
it's time for black people to wake up. Smell the coffee, baby.
Honey.
If you don't smell it today, you ain't going to ever smell it. You're going to get left behind.
And remember, sugar is not for free.
Sugar ain't for free. Bernie want to give you everything for free. He wants to run here and give you everything for free. That stuff got to be paid for.
Yeah.
And why is he teaching our kids, our children, how to take and rob Peter to pay Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he doing that at an early age? And all you're doing is creating more people to live in poverty.
That's right.
When you do that.
That's right.
Now, I didn't mean to say a spill full. I'm sorry.
Well, we can definitely tell people are not going to be bullying Diamond and Silk. We can see that right now.
No.
That's not happening. Well, is there you know, a possibility that one day you ladies might run for any kind of political office or what?
Girl, no. What I want to do is I want to sit back and talk about the ones that's running. If you ain't doing something right, go ahead and talk about the people. No.
Yeah.
What you ain't doing, because I'm tired of people going to D.C. working for their own need, own greed, and not the need of people. It's time to put people first, and that's what we're looking at. When we look at Donald Trump, we know he wants to put the people first.
And we don't want another broke president.
We don't need another broke president, baby. We want somebody to sign in the front of those checks, not the back of those checks.
I don't think I'm going to borrow that one, too. Wow, I have. If I don't get anything else from this conversation, I have left with a briefcase full of really cool quotes here from Diamond and Phil. Wow, ladies, I tell you, you guys have been just a delight to chat with. I really appreciate it. You really started my day off nicely here. I really appreciate talking to you.
Well, thank you so much. Having us on your show.
Yes, and get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
Vote for Donald Trump.
Okay,
yes.
There. You've heard it. You've been told, vote for Donald J. Trump. So,
okay.
And then also, again, tell everybody your website again.
Website is diamondandsilk.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Diamond and Silk. Like us on Facebook, Diamond and Silk. And also, we have our cable talk show that comes on every Friday on our YouTube channel, The Viewer's View. And we're now on Periscope.
Uh-huh,
so they can check us out on Periscope as well.
Okay, great. Well, ladies, again, thank you so very much, and we're going to follow you. We're going to follow you and see what happens like the rest of the world. I know you probably have an international following by now, so we're going to throw our hat in there as well.
Thank you so much for following us. We really appreciate being on your show.
And thank you for having us.
Yeah,
absolutely. And maybe I can bring you back on after it is all is said and done in November. How about that? Okay, take care, and thanks again.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, love them, hate them, You got to give them credit. They are, this is still America. We can still speak our opinion. We can have our own freedom of speech. They are free to choose and support the candidate of their choice. And it just so happens that the man that they are throwing their support behind is Donald J. Trump. I did not know his middle initial was J until I started researching for this chat with them. But anyway, go to the website, diamondandsilk.com. You can check out all of their videos, their YouTube channel, what they believe in, what they don't believe in. And as I said, it really is an informative website as far as voter information for whatever candidate or whatever political party you decide to lend support to. Lots of good information there. So I found chatting with them quite interesting. They're very entertaining. They're very knowledgeable about what they believe in. And so you make your opinion about who it is that you feel like, whichever candidate that you want to vote for is still your choice. Okay. Diamond and Silk. Okay, we're going to take a quick little break here. And when we come back, we will be rolling my interview with Jonathan A. Mason Sr., who is the international president of the world-famous, world-renowned Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, as he talks about the new documentary that has been done about the history of their organization. So we'll be back shortly. Just hold on. Sit tight.
Hey, I'm Sherry Shepherd, and you're listening to Film Festival Radio with Janice Malone.
Yo, this is George Dr. Funkenstein Clinton, and you're listening to Film Festival Radio.
Yeah, we sure are. We're listening to Film Festival Radio with me, Janice Malone. Thank you, Sherry Shepherd. Thank you, George Dr. Funkenstein Clinton. Oh, yeah, that other Clinton. He, you know, he kind of taught us how to dance under One Nation Under a Groove, that Clinton. But listen, okay, we're going to talk here with the gentleman, the general international president, as I said, of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Well, their new documentary is called What of the Day. It is available. They're right now premiering it in various film festivals, but you can get more information about it if you go to pbs1914.org. What can I say about this amazing fraternity that has not already been said? It has some of the most famous people in the world have been and are currently members of it. Let's give you a brief listing here. Dr. Ben Chavis, Hosea Williams, Reverend L. Sharpton, Terrence Howard, TV personality, Al Roker, Jerry Rice, Emmett Smith, Hines Ward. We can just go down and down and down the list and never stop. We wouldn't even have enough time. So, again, this new documentary in conjunction with a very distinguished list of people that put this together in association with Grace Productions traces the history of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. It is, again, as I said earlier, narrated by television and film movie actor Malik Yoba, and it was written and directed by Anthony A. Samad, who is a PhD. I believe he's a professor, if I'm not mistaken. But it is a very, very well done documentary. And if you are a member of the fraternity or maybe somebody in your family, you definitely would need to check this film out and have it as a part of your library of films and DVDs. So, as I said, they just premiered the documentary film at the Pan-African Film Festival in Los Angeles last weekend, and I got an opportunity to talk with Mr. Jonathan A. Mason Sr. about the making of this documentary. So let's take a listen right now.
That you guys have a big screening taking place at the Pan-African Film Festival. So, how long has this documentary been in the making for you guys?
Well, first of all, Janice, thanks so much for giving us time on your program today. We truly appreciate it. And yes, we are in Los Angeles, California. preparing to go to the Pan-African Film Festival tomorrow, where one of the day, the 100-year documentary of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated will see its world premiere. I came into office in July of 2013, and shortly thereafter, in August of 2013, we commissioned With Grace Productions to produce a 100-year documentary on Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity turned 100 years old on January the 9th, 2014. So we thought it appropriate to document the long history of this organization, an organization that includes men like James Weldon Johnson, Elaine Leroy Locke, Congressman John Lewis, Hosea Williams, Huey P. Newton, and so many others, George Washington Carver. So there are so many men that have come through our organization over these 100 years. We wanted to put it on film so that generation after generation will be able to see the wonderful legacy that is Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated.
Well, you mentioned all of the prominent men that who have been a part and members. What about some of the gentlemen who have been members in our generation now? Are any of them being interviewed for the documentary or what?
Oh, absolutely. The cameras followed us around for almost 2 years. So they went with us to regional conferences, state meetings, funerals for distinguished service chapter members. They went with us to our centennial celebration, our Founders Day celebration. And as we traveled the country and as we brought the cameras with us, they interviewed brothers young and old, asked them their thoughts on Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, asked them how it felt to be a member of an organization that has a 100-year life-changing, world-changing legacy. So absolutely, we've interviewed brothers from Western Plains to Eastern Shores and all parts of the world.
That's wonderful. Well, I say congratulations on you guys, you know, having this very important documentary for everyone to see. So when people come to the film and see it, you think they're going to just come in and say, oh, well, this is just another documentary. What do you, in your opinion, as the producer, what distinguishes and makes this documentary, you know, that will capture the viewer's attention, even if they're not a member of the fraternity?
Well, what we must understand is that the fraternity and sorority movement of the 20th century was very important in the life of the African-American community. For out of the fraternity and sorority movement came many, if not a high majority of the leaders of the civil rights movement, from Dr. Martin Luther King to Jesse Jackson to Ralph Abernathy to, as I said earlier, John Lewis and Hosea Williams and James Foreman, and Dorothy Height. The list goes on and on. So this Greek, this fraternity and sorority experience, it wasn't what I would say the experience of the majority fraternity and sororities is. You know, many people look at that as a fellowship culture, as a party culture, as a networking culture. But our fraternities and sororities were founded in the heart of Jim Crow, in the heart of segregation. It was founded during that time period. So those that came up through our organizations, they were groomed on their campuses, and then they went out to serve the greater community. So when you look at our documentary, what you're going to see is you're going to see really a commentary on the times from 1914 to 2014 and how Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity influenced those generations. And so I think whether you're a fraternity member or not, a sorority member or not, whether you went to college or not, hearing about the difference that individuals who came through our organization made for the African-American community and the world at large, mm-hmm. I think that's important for anybody that would want to see a documentary. So that's not an issue.
Well, you guys, the fraternity has over a membership of over 150,000 members worldwide.
And in today's high-tech generation, social media generation of college people, where does the fraternity sorority, is it still vital, is it still important to this current college-age generation or what?
Well, as I travel the country, I always share with the audiences that I address that it's important for us to pivot now. There's a new civil rights movement. There's a new need in our communities, and it's imperative and it's incumbent upon those of us that have joined these organizations, these, and we're not the only organization that's reached a century. You know, there are other organizations, but there's an obligation for us to get involved in this new civil rights movement. Our children are being educated in schools that do not have the proper tools and resources to move them to the next level. Our young people are not able to afford college educations. We've got gun violence in our communities that just seems to be okay with the community at large. We've got policemen that are paid to serve and protect who are brutalizing, in many cases, many of our communities. So there's a new civil rights movement. And just as our founding generation got involved, stayed committed, and stayed engaged, it's imperative for us to now be involved and stay engaged. Yes, Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. And the 9 historically Black fraternities and sororities in this country that reach over 3 million people in their constituent base, we have the ability to make a difference.
Definitely so. Very much so. But this documentary, I understand that Malik Yorba is the narrator, and he's also a member as well. So how did this all come about? Did you guys already have the documentary in motion and then brought him in, or did you contact him first about doing the narration or what?
We, as I shared earlier, the cameras followed us for about 2 years. And as they were following us, they were also pulling archival information from various sources. So we actually laid down the bill and then pulled in Brother Yoba to look at it. And he was so moved and so motivated that he absolutely joined us as the narrator for the film. So we're proud to have him on board, also featured in the film. You'll see the likes of John Lewis. You'll see Harry Belafonte. You'll see C.T. Vivian. Even though he's not a member of our organization, we honored him. He's there. Hank Thomas, former Freedom Rider. There are many, many individuals featured in this documentary that will be familiar names worldwide.
Now, even though you are the producer and a longtime member, as you were researching and putting the documentary together, is there any particular information that you uncovered about the fraternity that surprised you or you didn't know about that caused you to say, "Wow, I didn't know that"?
Well, let me be clear on roles. I am the international president of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I commissioned, along with our general board, this documentary to be produced, but the individuals that really carried the ball is a Los Angeles-based company owned by Pam Bright Moon, named With Grace Productions, and our writer and director is one of our distinguished members, Dr. Anthony Asadula Samad. So outside of writing the checks and giving some overall direction, they were really responsible for the creative movement in the film. I could tell you after watching it that I was certainly, and I think any brother that would watch it, they certainly excited to see Phi Beta Sigma's involvement in World War I, Phi Beta Sigma's involvement in the Renaissance movement in Harlem. There are a lot of surprises. A lot of great revelations that spring forth from this documentary that I think any member of the organization would be proud to see. But again, the general public would also be impressed. I mean, when you think about the March on Washington, everybody remembers it for Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, and we certainly appreciate that. But there's two things I'll share about the March on Washington. One, the organizer was a gentleman by the name of A. Philip Randolph, a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity out of Richmond, Virginia, who first started threatening to have this march under Franklin D. Roosevelt's administration and pushed every president until he actually executed it under the Kennedy administration. And then the only living speaker, the only speaker still alive from that march, Congressman John Lewis, again, another member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So we've got a lot to be proud of.
That's a piece of, that's a jewel piece of information right there. Oh, wow. Especially to know this during Black History Month, but really any time of the year or any time of the decade, that is priceless. My. Well, now, what are the plans? Big premiere at the Pan-African Film Festival, but after then, what are the plans for the documentary? Are you going to continue to tour it in film festivals or just what?
Yeah, I want the world to see this documentary. And there are several other film festivals that we are petitioning to show this film. So what I can tell you is more information is coming as we have a meeting next week about a film festival that's based in Atlanta and Washington, D.C. So we absolutely want this film exploited in the most positive of ways, and we're going to do everything to make sure that that happens.
Well, I think that's good, great news to hear. Now, are you at the point where if anybody can they order the film right now or purchase it online, or how is that ready yet, or what?
Absolutely. If anyone would like to purchase our documentary, they can go to our website, which is Phi Beta Sigma 1914.org, and click on the Sigma Exchange link. Again, that's Phi Beta Sigma 1914.org, and click on the Sigma Exchange link, and they will see an advertisement for the One of the Day documentary. If they'd like to call an order, they can call our international headquarters at 202-726-5434. That's 202-726-5434. And as for our Sigma Exchange Business Development Director, Scott Abdul Salam, and he'll be happy to process your order and get you out a copy of the Pan-African Film Festival's world-premiered documentary, One of the Day.
Oh, man. What about schools? Are there possibility that the film will tour, you know, campuses, universities, or what? Or is that up the road?
Yeah. Well, we have 650 chapters worldwide, and we are going to set up screenings all over the country. So, again, our goal is to exploit this film in every way possible. We want the world to know the legacy of Phi Beta Sigma, and we want the world to know the impact that it's had. Not only on the African-American community, but the world at large.
I agree with you 100%. I am such a fan, I won't say fan, a lover of history, especially our African-American history, our history around the world. I really love studying ancient, very, very ancient Black civilizations. And so anything that's involving our culture and our people, I'm just, hey, you've got both my pom-poms on this one. I just love it.
Well, we certainly appreciate you giving us time on your program today. We are very excited about this premiere. I can't wait for tomorrow.
I know.
So we're looking forward to it. And again, we just thank you so much for the support.
Oh, it's my pleasure to do so.
Okay. That, again, is Mr. Jonathan A. Mason, Sr. He is the international president of the world-famous Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. And again, their new documentary will be premiering at the Pan-African Film Festival. Actually, what happened was last weekend, got my notes mixed up here, they had one particular event, and now it's going to screen again this coming weekend. So if you're in the area, Los Angeles, and you want to see this film, if you are a member of the fraternity, you definitely need to get out and go see it. Maybe, you know, take your children so they can see, you know, what this is all about and the history of the fraternity. You can get more information, P as in paper, B as in boy, S, 1914.org. Okay, we are pretty much out of time here. I've got to wrap this up. It's been an interesting show, hasn't it? I hope you learned something. I know that I did. We want to thank all three of our guests. We want to thank Diamond and Silk, diehard Donald Trump supporters. Show you how serious they are. Just go to their website, diamondandsilk.com, and you will find all of the information, all of the activities that they are doing to show their support for their guy, for the next president of the United States. Yeah. They're doing it. And we also, again, want to thank our, my guest that just finished chatting here, Mr. Jonathan A. Mason, Sr., president of the Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, and their new film documentary that chronicles the history of this very fine fraternity, narrated, again, by Malik Yoba, television and film star. The movie is titled What of the Day, Celebrating a Century of Service is the full title. So if you'd like to reach us, you got any comments, anything you want to say, we are at filmfestivalradio@gmail.com. And we will be right there to say hello back to you. Okay? All right. Thank you guys for listening as always. And we are going to wrap it up and we will see you on the next edition of Film Festival Radio. I'm Janice Malone. Thank you again for listening. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.